fighting for America.
They want total, unlimited power over the people of the United States.
Get back! Get back now!
I challenge their authority.
No, BLM!
Fighting for Idaho.
We won.
It's not over.
We're here to make a statement. It's a free country. Remember that, government.
And we can't have an American people that violate the law and just walk away from it. So it's not over.
Fighting for you.
I think it would be good to go down there.
We need the real story. We need it from a person that we trust and who will speak out the truth.
You know, you can't get anything from the press that's worthwhile anyway. I'd rather listen to you.
Idaho needs to hear from the Kevin Miller perspective.
Now from Southern Nevada, Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning, broadcasting from Southern Nevada. I do want to thank our great friends at MinutemanRx.com for making that happen. And like I said, this show is like most businesses, most small businesses in America today. You got to make payroll. You've got to justify your costs. You've got to make sure you get the ROI on investment. And look, we're not the highfalutin folks everywhere else. You're not going to hear somebody on the radio saying, look, we need you to help us because the sinister forces are against us that are trying to derail this program, trying to get it off the air, trying to destroy the message. And really what's the message here is that we're hearing from both sides of the equation. Just like last hour when we had a young lady call in that said, look, Kevin, the guy should have paid his taxes. Well, that's what this is about. That's what America was founded on. Discourse, dissent. And yet we have the left that continues to go after me personally, go after the management of 580KIDO, urging them through unsubstantiated, slanderous comments to take me off the air. These are true things that are happening. What can you do to support us? Well, look, support MinutemanRx.com. Give us a vote in the Statesman Survey. Tell your friends about what we're doing here. This is stuff that I've been doing for 20 years, almost 20 years. And I do believe that, you know, talk radio has an important part in our republic. There, I didn't say democracy. And it's not only to have people talk about their views and opinions. It's not only to provoke and to inform, but sometimes, particularly when we're near a story, we go to it. Whether it's Katrina, whether it's Iraq, whether it's Bunkerville, Nevada. Now, we've been chasing Clive and Bundy. Yesterday, I spent the day at the ranch. This is part one of a two-part series we will have, part two tomorrow, where Mr. Bundy talks about what it's like to be Mr. Bundy in his own words.
580KIDO, we're here at the Bundy Ranch. Mr. Bundy is with us. Mr. Bundy, you have had a chance to talk to a lot of Americans. What would you like to say to the people listening in Idaho right now?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm happy to be American, and I'm proud that I'm a neighbor to Idaho. You know, we do live in the greatest land on earth. It's a promised land, and we have one of the greatest governments. Even though we have our problems, we have an inspired constitution that guides us and directs us in the directions we should go. If we just stop and figure out what direction it wants us to go, it would solve most of our problems.
You know, when we talk on the radio, it's always about apathy. Why do you think what's happened here has awoken America up? What you're doing here has brought people from all over the country to be here with you, sir.
Well, I think I actually woke up this morning trying to figure out where I'm headed. And, you know, we have a flagpole. And on top of that flagpole, we have We the People on top. We have a county government flag and a state government flag and a United States government flag. You know, most people think this flagpole's turned upside down. But you know that flagpole isn't turned upside down. That's the way our Constitution, our founding fathers, laid this government out. And so I think what's exciting the people is we're finding out we are on top of the flagpole one more time.
Indeed. For people that have been, and it's interesting, as we've discussed on 580KIDO, people have this misconceptions about what's going on. That's why I felt passionately to come talk to you personally. We appreciate your time, and your family's been very hospitable to us. In your own words, what is this about?
Well, it's about our Constitution, and like I said, it's about putting the people on top of the flagpole, not the United States government's been on top of the flagpole. You know, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States government, and we've always thought it was supposed to be on top of the flagpole. But in that process of this thinking over the last couple hundred years, we've now put it as a supreme, a sort of power without limitations. Let's put it that way. On top of the flagpole, and we the people are down on the bottom. That's not the way it is. What's supposed to be? We the people were the ones that fought the Revolutionary War, and we the people created the Constitution, and now we're the people within the counties of across the United States. We still have our sovereignty, and we have the power, and this is our government, and we've got to start acting like it now.
With respect, sir, what do you say to the critics? I mean, one minute you're a rancher, you've got your farm, it's been in your family for years. The next minute, you're on all the shows. The next minute, you're on all the social media. This has been quite an experience for you.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride the last few days, last couple of weeks. You know, I have came from a rancher, you know, cowboy out here taking care of my cattle, and my water supplies the cattle. And then pretty soon I have snipers around the ranch with high communication equipment, and I have a couple of hundred armed rangers or marshals driving the roads, and then I find out that I have no freedoms left. I can't get off the road, can't go check my cattle. We're a little bit scared to drive up and down the road. We're starting to realize that we have a government with unlimited power. This government has taken away our state sovereignty, our state law, our public lands, even taken away my sheriff's policing of power. And so now I'm sort of locked in this situation, not really knowing how dangerous the situation it is. But then I they start abusing my family, and the media sort of starts taking a hold. And, you know, before... For very many days, I have lots of concerned citizens. I have the militia here protecting me. And all of a sudden, we feel freedom and liberties again. And we have enjoyed it. And then those people join together, and they actually back off these armed thugs or marshals or United States Army, however you want to look at it. But it's an army of bureaucrats, and we the people back those people off, and they leave the county, and we feel the liberty and freedoms here. And boy, it's a good feeling, I can tell you that.
What was it like for you, sir? We've talked to your sons, who've been very nice to us. Your family's been very accommodating, and again, we appreciate your time here at 580 KIDO. But what was it like for you when you have the snipers, when you have your son being tased, something happens to your other son, and it's just you and your family here? I mean, I see all the little kids and stuff. I won't put it into my words. Can you describe it?
Well, it's sort of an interesting thing because with all of the dangers, you know, I or my family, I think we had, wasn't much fear in this. We seemed to be realizing that it was a battle that had to be fought, and we started to march forward without much fear. And we actually, I think we started to receive the prayers of, you know, people all the way around the world. I think that strengthened us, and that strengthened those people that went against those guns, marched against those guns without arms. They were that was a faith thing and a courage and a test of their, I don't know, just it was a really a test for them. But they passed that test and they went forth, and now I think they're. You know, I can't really explain what happened here, but there's lots of lives changed in this thing, not only for those that marched, but those that watched. And all around the world, it's become an example of what we can do as we the people. And we want a better form of government. We want liberty and freedom. We want those things that our founding fathers fought for and died for. And we're not going to allow these guns to point at us anymore. It's not going to happen in America.
See, Mr. Bundy, I get that. It's amazing, though, the power of the leftist media. All of a sudden, they're distracting people with their messages. In fact, we've been threatened and called names for even being associated with coming down here. Are you disappointed with some of the conservatives that were with you every step of the way and then all of a sudden have jumped ship?
Well, you know, one thing I'm not seeing it because I'm so busy. I'm not reading the newspaper and not seeing the TV, but I am hearing about it. I'm getting questioned in the interviews. Yeah, you can't help but be a little bit disappointed. But let me tell you something. When you are dealing with something like this, even though there's a hiccup in say my popularity or something like that, that hiccup, it wakes a lot of people up. You know, I have like 3 or 4 cameras in front of me one day. The next day I have 30 cameras because I make a slip up and make a so-called mistake. And, you know, I felt I really didn't make a mistake. I felt like they used the words that I and sort of misconstrued it. I'm not prejudiced. And, you know, I have actually learned more about loving individuals here in this situation. I can see the need of our Constitution through all the way around the world. And I can see the need of the different ethnic groups join in this movement. We're all tired of big government. We're all tired of being overreached. And we don't want a central government. We want a constitutional government. And then when we come to this ownership of public land, you know, all the people can understand the Constitution does not allow the federal government to own only small amounts of land. And so, anyway, hey, even bad press is good press. Let's put it that way.
Well, at 580KIDO, I've lived in Idaho for 5 years, but they call it the Cowboy Code, the Code of the West, and I think a lot of our friends that are based on the East Coast really miss the Code of the West. And that's resonated with people here.
You know, they could be, you know, I am a cowboy, sort of maybe with the last man standing type thing. You know, I'm a guy that can ride a horse and rope a calf. And I'm a guy that can understand nature. I can understand, you know, love of one another and the personal value of our individual souls. And I'm a man that can understand faith and the spirit of our Heavenly Father. And so, and I can understand His guidance and direction and what's happening to us.
And there you have it. That's part one of our interview. We'll have part two tomorrow. And remember, if you missed it, you can always go to our website, the podcast section. And my friend Rafe, he goes, "Hey, Kevin Miller, I missed it. I've got to check out the podcast." Well, the podcasts are always available. So if you miss something, you can check it out. And again, part two will be tomorrow. And you heard Mr. Bundy say, I made a mistake. I'm not a racist. Quickly to Dorian at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, Dorian.
Hey, Kevin. This is very germane to what I wanted to talk to you about. The way that the media loves to box people in, and then at that point, then they can begin the, you know, dismissiveness. They can roll their eyes and say, "Oh, it's just that person." Mr. Bundy has a wonderful take on bad press is better than none at all, and that's a very optimistic view. But maybe we need to get a little more media savvy on our side and understand that the media is not there to really tell the story as much as they are there to craft the story. And maybe, you know, all of us need to think about what we're going to say before we say it, knowing that their agenda is not to really put the word out, but to put their word out.
Dorian, a great point. Thank you. Anything else?
That's it. And just thanks for being down there, and I love what you're doing. And keep up the good work, Kevin.
Thank you, Dorian. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Quickly to traffic now at 580KIDO.
The lines have been drawn in the sand. It's the battle for the West.
The feds kicked Cliven Bundy off public land.
One of the agents came up behind my Aunt Margaret. She's 57 years old, and he comes literally behind her and hip checks her and just body slams her on the ground.
Get back now!
And they tase me again.
The BLM agents knew who the Bundys were, and they pointed us out and directed their guns.
We knew that we were under observation the whole time, and their snipers were under observation from our snipers. So it would have went bad for them if they would have tried to provoke us any further.
Help my friends, who is my eyes at home. Help my friends.
Now from Southern Nevada, it's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning. Thanks to our friends at MinutemanRx.com for sponsoring this trip, for making it happen. You can thank them by checking them out and getting some tactical medical supplies. MinutemanRx.com, located in Star, Idaho, open 10 to 6 Thursday and Friday, Saturdays 10 to 4. They'd appreciate it. They didn't do it for this. They did it because it's the right thing to do, which is why we're here. You've heard from Clive and Bundy. Now, I'd like to hear from you at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We go to Tea Party Bob from the Gem State Patriot. Good morning, Tea Party Bob.
Morning, Kevin. How is it out there on the old open range?
Well, there's a lot of sun.
Well, that's good for you. You need a little bit of sun every now and then.
I look like a red tomato.
You know, it's kind of interesting. Mr. Bundy can admit he made a mistake, but you're never going to hear that from the liberal media. People keep asking why Mr. Bundy hasn't paid his grazing fees. Well, we don't know what kind of a deal Mr. Bundy's ancestors made with the government 100-plus years ago. What we do know is the government has a habit of changing the rules midstream to give them the advantage in disputes just like this with its citizens. We also know that the government, what the government did to the American Indian. In many cases, they came in, forcibly took their land, moved them to reservations, and gave them no compensation. You know, this case with the Bundys appears to have more to it than meets the eye. And we don't know what the original agreements were, but what we do know is the government came in, confiscated, and killed the Bundys' property without due process. Excuse me. If they were not confronted by the militia and other patriotic citizens in Nevada, you can bet your bottom dollar the Bundys' herd would have been hauled off, slaughtered, or sold. I want to thank you for being down there. Do appreciate getting some real perspective on what's going on. And don't get too sunburned. Get yourself a little bit of that suntan lotion. Take care of you out there.
I got it in my eyes yesterday. It was horrible.
Well, get yourself a cowboy hat then.
You know, so much for me being macho, I can't even handle suntan lotion.
You take care of yourself down there, buddy.
Take care, Tea Party Bob.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for the nice comments. We continue on. Let's go to Terry from State College, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Kevin. I am so happy. You know, you, Kevin Miller, everybody you're surrounded by, you're the true patriots. You're the hardcore patriots. You're the doers. You're not the talkers. You know, 25 years of activism, I think the best example I have is I was a tracker in Pennsylvania for search and rescue. We would always have 30, 40 people show up at the meetings, and everybody's excited, and they would learn to rappel, and they'd learn to rope, and they would have all this knowledge. And then never did an emergency or disaster start according to convenience and according to schedule. We would oftentimes go out at 11 o'clock at night. That's when the hunter that was we were looking for was determined he was lost. And we would get started. We'd work through the night after a whole day of work. You know, we would track this guy down. We'd find him. So remember, emergencies and disasters, they just don't come, you know, when you plan them. So, you know, and we're going to relate that to freedom isn't free. You know, if somebody wants to be there, they need to go. They just need to pick it up, get in their car, and go. It's never during a convenient time. And you guys are the classic examples of that. I mean, I'm honored to listen to KIDO this morning to hear Kevin Miller in Nevada. It just blesses my heart. And that's all I've got to say. I'm just, I'm thrilled. I'm seeing it in action. This is not talk. This is indeed. And Kevin, you bring great honor to Idaho. You bring great honor to Americans. And I just want to thank you for being there. You didn't have to. You could have stayed in the convenience of the studio. You know, you could have stayed in the convenience of your home, but you didn't. You packed up. You went down. You said, let's go get onto this. Let's see what's going on. Let's make it happen.
Well, Terry, thank you for that. I appreciate it, sir.
You have a good day, young man. Thanks.
All right. Nice comments from Terry. And really, the gentleman that made this happen is our friend ML from MinutemanRx.com that I've been telling the story the past couple days. I give him a call. He's on his way to a gun show in Portland, and I go, hey, here I am with my hat in hand. And ML says, if you want to get to the truth, Kevin Miller, we'll support you. And he's with us now at 580 KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
You know, you would like these folks here. You know, it's funny. You go, Kevin, bring some packs. And I go, I don't think I have room in my luggage for some packs, but it is an interesting insight to be here with these folks. We talk about patriotism, but ML, as you know, few people talk and even few actually act, and we're seeing a lot of actors here.
Well, that is wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that, brother. I've been listening to the radio show myself. My heart is full of gratitude that we do have men and women that are rising up and are modern-day Minutemen. They're coming to the call of those that are in need, and that's why we are here. We are here to help our brothers and sisters, and I wanted to give you two items. One, I would like you to, once we get off the show, have somebody provide me an address. I will send the Bundys down a medical kit so they can have some type of proper medical kit at their call if they need it. I hope and pray that they don't need to utilize that unless it's just a minor accident of some sort. But nonetheless, we want to outfit them with the proper medical supplies that they may need. And two, we've heard about the tragic tornadoes that have taken place in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana over the last 72 hours. Well, I was contacted by Mercury One yesterday. We are sponsoring a truck that is heading down to Arkansas in a relief effort full of supplies, and we are sending a bunch of medical supplies down there to the relief efforts through Mercury One. And we're packaging up those kits today and hauling them off to UPS. And I encourage any and all listeners who are listening to this station that if you have any financial means, please go to Mercury One and donate funds to these victims down there. These there's literally towns that have been devastated and decimated, and these people are without homes, shelter, food. And so we're trying to come to the call of our brothers and sisters in those areas as well as Minuteman II there. So I apologize for stealing some time there, but I needed to let people know what has taken place besides what's going on down there with you at the Bundy Ranch too, that there are other brothers and sisters in harm's way that are needing these Minutemen to step up and help them too in other parts of the country.
Well, ML, we want to thank you. And again, I like to take people behind the scenes. So what did you think of when we gave you a call and said, hey, I've got my hat in hand here. Can you help us out?
Oh, I was honored. I was honored that you would even call us and ask us to participate and help. I didn't have a reserve thought at all in helping you to do that. We believe in their cause. We believe in states' rights. We believe in property rights itself. And, you know, these good people and their name have been mired in the news. And it's unfortunate that some of the stronger voices that have stronger listening audience have decided to back away from helping these good people and their cause out. And I'm so happy that you were able to step forward and ask us to help you out. We're just blessed and honored to be able to do that.
Well, ML, again, we urge people to donate to Mercury One. And again, we couldn't have done this without you, so you're here with us. We'll get that address for you as well.
Thank you so much, and have a great day, and get some of that sunscreen on, and I advise you, go get a big 10-gallon hat.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
You're welcome. Take care, Kevin.
All right, our great friend, MLMinutemanRx.com. Let's go to Bob in Boise at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Kevin. Boy, you're doing a great job, a true patriot. I'm a retired newspaper guy, and I've had a long history with the BLM. Way back when, I was a reporter for the Lake Havasu City paper in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, wrote a story about this land is your land, this land is my land, it was meant for you and me. And it had to do with an elderly couple who had been out in the desert picking up artifacts, bottle caps and spent ammunition, that kind of thing. And I thought it would be nice to write a nice feature story on them, which I did, little realizing I was doing them no real service, because no sooner had the ink dried than the feds were on the doorstep, armed and arrested them, charged them with violations of the Antiquities Act. A few months after that, they had another incident in Arizona where they accosted an elderly guy in a motorhome on a federal campground, and wrapped him up, confiscated his weapons, and just generally really harass the guy. But I can assure you that your employers are going to be getting a call, because mine did frequently. And thank God I had good employers who backed me up. But
so you think my employers will get a call because of this?
Yes, of course they will.
Well, no, we've gotten the calls from the wacko crazy libs, so we can expect a call from the BLM now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they'll orchestrate one way or another. I don't know if they'll take credit for it, but you can count on the fact that it'll happen. Anyway, Kevin, great job you're doing. Just know that you're supported.
Bob, thank you. You have a great day.
You too.
You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Is a battle for freedom, battle for liberty, most particularly states' rights.
The lines have been drawn in the sand. It's the battle for the West.
Something wrong with the world today.
The federal government is coming around and just saying they can just pretty much take whatever they want. And I was always under the impression that we had sovereign states in this country.
Our freedoms are on the edge of being taken away from us, and when they're gone, we won't be able to get them back.
Now from Southern Nevada, it's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, let's get to a young man from New Hampshire quickly.
580 KIDO, we're with Jerry from New Hampshire. Jerry, how'd you get here?
We drove the 2,700 miles.
Why?
I talked to Mr. Bundy on Tuesday about 2.5 weeks ago, and he said that he needed bodies, needed help, and I was convicted immediately to drive out here to help him. So into the truck we went 2 days later and across country with my son and my best friend.
And you've brought quite a lot of people here. What's life like here?
Dusty and more dusty, and they could definitely use more water in Nevada, but it's been different. It's a beautiful country in its own, and there's some absolutely spectacular people here, and the salt of the earth. And it was a pleasure to actually be able to meet the Bundys, the family, and be accepted in, as Carol Bundy tells me, as I'm family now. So it's been a really good experience in a lot of ways. Tough though, because I'm away from my wife, who I miss desperately, but other than that, it's been a really good trip.
Well, when you think of the outside media, again, people listening at 580 KIDO, no, it's not a liberal rag. But a lot of people are influenced by this. We've had people saying, why are you going here? They're lawbreakers. There's Mr. Bundy who's got his issues. Look, you drove here. You're here. You're living in the field. Take us into your world. What do you do every day?
Well, it varies, but usually I go sleep deprived, usually miss a couple of the meals. We do have a chow hall that the meals are served 3 squares a day, and they run pretty big hours, a long period of hours, really almost military-like. But I'm the commander of the camp, so I've got a lot of people pulling on me in different directions for filling needs and billets and all of that, so I'm pretty busy, the phone or the interviews. And so I've been known to miss chow a few times and miss a lot of sleep. But now, I'm up early. I'm up before dark, and usually up in the middle of the night to walk around, just check the camp. But when I get up in the morning, I'm up. I'll go check everybody, make sure they're all right, everything's rolling properly. I get onto some of my messages and stuff on my phone. I've got a smartphone, so I can check some of that. Emails are suffering, and then I'll start taking care of the calls for gear that we need, and people are doing donations and such. Any issues that we need to, like today, we're moving comm gear around, and there's a whole lot of technical things of just running a full-on camp for a small unit, if you will, military style.
And what are you patrolling? What are you guarding against right now, sir?
What we're trying to do is just lend that protection to the Bundy family, so that in fact agencies like the BLM, who are so lawless in their behavior towards the Bundys in the past, they have a record of it, so that they wouldn't think that they would be able to pull that lawless behavior on that family again, from the little babies, the grandbabies, to Mr. Bundy and his wife Carol themselves, that we won't tolerate. vaccinated, and that we will jump in between them if, in fact, they want to act lawless. And everybody here has decided, made that decision early on, that if we had to give our lives to protect the bunnies, that's just what we'd do.
580KIDO, as we talk to our friend Jerry from New Hampshire. Jerry, how is it to maintain the discipline? Because, you know, you have a lot of people from a lot of places. You know, it's not easy living the life that you're talking about right now.
Well, I'm actually really appreciating what the commanders in the Battle of Independence, War of Independence went through, because I've read a lot. I'm a history guy, and they had a lot of problems with the militias. They were independent. They were wanted their own way. They were ill-disciplined and ill-equipped, a lot of them most of the time. But that ragtag group actually formed up into a mighty army that really repelled the most well prepared, well-trained, well-suited, and well-established ragtag force. So I'm thinking we stand a chance here, at least, of keeping the Bundys safe, and because the hearts are right. There's not a, to a man, the hearts are right here. And they all know that they are doing the right thing. I think that our stories are all very similar, that when we heard the story of the Bundys and the plight and what the government was doing to them, that we were convicted immediately and we knew it was what we must do. And the American people are tired of being pushed around by a lawless government. I mean, they can't pass a budget they're required to do under law. They pass laws on us and they break laws continually over and over and over again as our government. And if you read the complaints and the Declaration of Independence that the founders had against the king in the colonies, is not dissimilar to what's going on in America right now. Is they disregard the Constitution, the civil rights of the American people, and they impose their will as though they're rulers instead of public servants. Even here in New Hampshire, the governor and the sheriff in this particular county, Clark County, don't represent the Bundys and the people of the state. What they do is they represent the power of the federal government back down onto the people of the state, and that's completely inverse of the way it was set up to be, and it needs to stop, and here we're here to try to help that.
And you're a smart guy, so what do you say to people listening at 580KIDO right now that says these are the laws and you have to adhere to the laws?
I wonder if they'd say the same thing about the Nazis who were killing the Jews in Germany in World War II. Those were the laws then. Were they right? Just a question.
We continue on. Tell us about your past experience, what you were doing before hit this.
Well, I was at home with my wife a lot more, that's for sure. And
were you in the military?
Oh, yeah, I was a former Marine, and I've got a business, a small construction business I've done, and been doing that for quite a few years. And I have a sawmill as well up in the North Country in New Hampshire, and saw logs into beams, and actually we're trying to build some camps and for some friends as well. But it was a lot more peaceful, that's for sure. But I've been politically active anyways, because I've known this day was coming in America somewhere along the line, that people were going to have had enough. And I had no idea I would be over here all the way across the country on fighting it. It would have been more convenient for me had Mr. Bundy lived in New Hampshire or Mass or Connecticut. But, you know, we stand for it. We stand when we... all of us who are in the military or even in law enforcement, we took an oath to defend the Constitution against foreign and domestic enemies. But they don't de-oath us when we leave the office or leave our position in the military. So that oath still stands. And so we're upholding that oath, which is something that the governor and the sheriff and actually those agents in the BLM need to do as well. And we'd just like to really shine the light on what's happening here, because evil hates the light. I mean, that runs to the dark. They want to do it under darkness, so no one sees it. And that's just the same way when they murdered Mr. Bundy's steers, is they shot one right through the head, one of his prized bulls, and then drug it about, and they shot it in a containment center, which was like a round pen, and then shot it right between the eyes and drug it about a mile and a half. We followed the drag marks until we came upon where the bull was dropped off, so no one would know the BLM did it, because it wasn't near their area. Found some more. It looked like it was shot with a fully automatic M16 style. It was definitely 5.56 rounds, and through the head and the body. And then we found the graveyard, which they had been mass burying the cattle right on the staging site where all the office trailers were, the BLM bosses were, if you will, leadership, and also where they stored all their gear and all their equipment. So it was like the day-to-day. You go to work for the BLM out here on this job, on this particular operation, you were there. It wasn't 30 feet behind that, inside of the fenced compound, that they were murdering and burying the cattle there, and it was horrendous. And the cameraman, I took two camera teams out there, lost his stomach, and women were crying, and it was horrific. And I've never seen anything like it, and it was just cruelty to the animals. I mean, PETA ought to be off the charts on it, and why they wouldn't be, I don't know. But me, I'm a hunter. But I'm not a mutilator. I'm not an abuser. And that was certainly mutilation and abuse of living creatures for no sense but other than to destroy them and kill them. And what came to me is when we came upon that grave and where that gravesite, because there was the back of one of the steers was or cows was sticking out of the dirt, and then there were some 4 feet sticking out of the hooves were sticking out of the dirt because they didn't completely fill it. It reminded me of the story in Genesis about Abel's blood crying out to the Lord after Cain had murdered him, and the blood cried from the ground.
And there you have it, Jerry from New Hampshire, driving 2,700 miles in 2 days, spending his own money to get here. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Time for traffic. Good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Sir, yeah. Emmett, I-